Last Sunday, I talked to you about faith not as believing in the unbelievable, but faith as how we choose to live. Faith as movement, the point of which is to take us somewhere, deeper into our lives, deeper into the world, toward greater connection and more substantial commitments, a richer and more meaningful life. I assume this is what you want and what you are working toward. At least when you have the time to think about big things like this. But if you're like me, you spend a lot of your life paying attention or trying to pay attention to what's right in front of you, taking care of your responsibilities, juggling your various commitments, trying to find a little time for yourself every now and then. Right? Maybe it's only occasionally that you step back and look at the big picture and wonder, where am I going? Am I living my life the way I want to, the way I ought to? I understand how the everyday demands of life can push away these big questions, as important as they are. Productivity guru Stephen Covey observes that many of us tend to spend more of our time on what's urgent than we do on what's important. If you're not careful, your life goes by faster than you think, and you don't spend it the way you intended to. And I hope you know I'm not immune to these pressures, but it is my job to think about these things, to try to have something useful to say to you on Sunday, and hopefully to be a helpful presence in your life. And so when I encourage you to make the changes that you want to make and that you need to make, please know that I am trying to make changes for myself too, because I want to be present to this life and these moments we have been given, not just going through the motions or moving so fast that I miss it. You deserve that from your pastor. And you know, the people in your lives, they deserve that from you. Some years ago, I was reading an article in a local paper about an evangelical church that had experienced significant growth. The reporter was interviewing the pastor and asking, "What's your secret? In a time when most churches are shrinking, you have grown a lot. How did you do it? What's your strategy?" I was curious about this too. But here's what the pastor said. He said, "We didn't set out to grow here. What we have done is tried to be faithful. Any growth we have had was the result of that." We have tried to be faithful. And his words have stayed with me. He didn't say we have tried to be big or important or successful. He said we have tried to be faithful. And I don't know exactly what being faithful means for the people in that particular church, but I imagine it must have something to do with paying attention to the two great commandments, to love God and love your neighbor. I have to imagine in that congregation it must have had something to do with listening for their particular calling and then trying to follow where that calling led. Trying to be faithful It means you're trying to live up to your own ideals, doing your best to walk your talk. For example, if you say and if you believe that family is one of the most important things to you, what do? You make time to be together. Maybe you say, family dinner is where we all show up. Maybe you even all put away your cell phones. You attend your children's concerts and their sports activities, even when you don't feel like it. You call your mother, if you're lucky enough to still have one. You do nice things for your spouse, if you're lucky enough to have one. You know, you help with the chores. You show up, not just physically, but emotionally. Because that's what it means to be family, right? If we say ours is a warm and welcoming church, then you don't just hang out with your old friends at coffee hour. You seek out the new folks and invite them in too. If you say this is a congregation that cares about justice, then you show up for meetings and for protests. You write letters and you send money as you're able. You seek ways to be in touch with those who are oppressed and marginalized. You enthusiastically communicate the joy and value of this work so others will join with you in it. Trying to be faithful doesn't mean you do this perfectly. You're trying. You're not always succeeding. But if you're being faithful, you keep on trying as best you can. So I ask you to think about your own life for a minute. What does trying to be faithful look like to you? What are the ways that come to mind, the examples of how you are living faithfully? Anybody willing to share one? Anybody willing to speak out and say a way that you are trying to be faithful? Anne.
For me, it's being faithful in my daughter's knowledge and inclination toward self-healing and growth so that I don't have to be fearful and reactive to her, but support her.
I'll translate that to say being the kind of mom your daughter in particular needs and deserves. Meeting her where she is, like being what she needs in a mom. Is that close enough?
Not being fearful about her future.
Yeah.
She has everything
she needs, so I can be supportive of her. Conveying to her that you're not fearful. I'm reminded that for Jesus, the opposite of faith was not doubt, but fear. And so you put your finger right on that. Thank you. Anybody else? What's a way of being faithful that you know about? Tell somebody after church if you think of it, okay? Or tell me, I'd like to hear. Because I know you're doing it. Anne. Yeah, to be there for my friends. Thank you. Trudy.
To be dependable.
To be dependable. Beautiful. Thank you. What does it mean to be a faithful Unitarian Universalist? You know, we don't have a creed that you have to ascribe to. But we do have these principles that we try to live by, and we have the expectation that we will act from a place of love, that we will seek after what is good and true, that as we can, we will roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty helping others. You know, love is the doctrine of this church. The quest for truth is its sacrament, and service is its prayer. When it comes to this church community, doesn't being faithful start with showing up? As it does in so many aspects of life. Coming here regularly for worship and for other things, and showing up for one another. Being attentive and present and helpful. And being faithful to our covenant, how we agree to be with one another. Acting with integrity and with care. Doesn't being faithful also mean admitting our mistakes and making amends for the wrongs when we do them? Telling the truth even when it's hard to do so. It seems to me this being faithful is all about being real with ourselves and with each other. Being more down to earth rather than engaging in pretense and illusion. Thinking of down to earth, I think of one of my spiritual heroes, Bishop Stephen Charleston, a Native American elder and retired Episcopal priest and bishop. He was the dean of the seminary that I attended. He is a wise soul, and it was a blessing to be in his midst for those 3 years. These days, in his retirement, he posts every day a spiritual reflection on Facebook. Here's one from a couple of weeks ago. He wrote, "Come stand here in the strong center of faith. There is more than enough room. The ground of love is wide and without borders. You will be welcome, whatever you believe, however you pray, without the need to prove your worth or explain your past. Here, love is unconditional. Here, people listen. Here, kindness is a way of life. Come stand here on the high ground of hope. Discover the peace for which you have longed, the healing for which you have prayed. Come home to where your heart is. Here in the future, we are making together the dream we are learning to share." Bishop Stephen Charleston. Isn't this trying to be faithful really about practicing being human? And you know, we get lots of practice at that. The UU theologian James Luther Adams said that's what church is for. It's the place where we get to practice being human. And you know, this trying to be faithful is not a one-time choice or not a one-time event. It's a process. As these lines I love from the children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit, put it, it doesn't happen all at once. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. To be faithful means living an integrated life, walking your talk, working on becoming who you want to be. And when you fall short, being able to admit that and seek forgiveness and try again. And you know, as you travel this way, you do grow in faith. Making time for what feeds your own soul, you learn that you do really need this as much as you need food and water and sleep. Walking this way, you find practices that help keep you grounded and open-hearted. You find yourself drawn into deeper connections with others. You start to trust that there is more going on than you can understand or explain. There is mystery and paradox. There is unexpected grace. And even as you are in touch, as we all are, with trouble and pain and suffering, you know that's not the whole story. You know there is also a deeper peace that you can access. And so you find yourself feeling grateful. This gratitude for life, for its joys and its sorrows, is what comes from a life of being faithful. Listen. With the night falling, we are saying thank you. We are stopping on the bridges to bow from the railings. We are running out of the glass rooms with our mouths full of food to look at the sky and say thank you. We are saying thank you and waving, dark though it is. Amen.